Catherine Austin Fitz tells a red button story. She was speaking to an audience of highly spiritual people. She explained to them that their prosperity was based on the drug war and the depredations of the terror industrial complex. Then she asked them to imagine that there was a red button. They could push the red button to end the drug war and the war on terror, etc. If they did push this red button, their 401ks would be dramatically reduced in value, and a great many of them would lose their jobs. Then she asked how many would push the red button. Only one person raised a hand. I haven't heard her mention why she thought her audience was highly spiritual. If she's referring to people who go to church a lot, I'm skeptical that such people are highly spiritual. Churches are very authoritarian institutions. By definition, they use faith-based reasoning. You can't base an organization on faith-based reasoning without an authoritarian enforcement mechanism. They're not going to kill you or put you in a cage like the state does, but they will excommunicate you if you don't fit in with their narrative. Ecclesiastical authoritarianism manifests in the way churches conduct their business. When you go to church, you're expected to sit quietly and speak only when spoken to. Authoritarianism, in any form, is not highly spiritual, or even spiritual at all, in my opinion. Another reason to doubt that Catherine's audience was really highly spiritual is that they declined to push the red button. If you claim to be highly spiritual, but won't push that red button, then you are one of the hypocrites that Jesus warned about. At least, that's the way I see it. Perhaps Catherine would have gotten a different response to her question if she'd phrased the question differently. She mentioned the problem with 401ks and losing income from the war on terror and the war on drugs. But she neglected to mention that these problems would be short-term pain to be followed by a lot of long-term gain. Reducing the tax and regulatory burden of the USA would result in a much greater rate of economic growth. If we start with the gross economic output of $1 trillion a year and grow at a 1% rate, the gross economic output will be $1.09 trillion after 10 years. And $1.21 trillion after 20 years. If we start with a gross economic output of $1 trillion a year and grow at a 10% rate, the gross economic output will be $2.35 trillion after 10 years and $6.11 trillion after 20 years. Those numbers are just for illustration, but the historical record is clear. Crime does not pay, no matter how many authoritarian tricks are used to disguise the theft. The more authoritarian a social system, the poorer the people. And that applies to everyone in the society, from the richest to the poorest. Think North Korea versus Switzerland. In addition to the long-term economic benefits of a less authoritarian society, there are spiritual and social benefits. There is much less exposure to violence, fraud, and theft in a more libertarian society. Families are stronger. There is more creative energy. There is a much more relaxed social mood. I was born in 1939, and I have spent my life watching the society become more and more violent and corrupt. Catherine Fitz has pushed her red button, and I admire her for that. I pushed my personal red button in 1966, when I got crossways with the establishment over my intellectual property rights. I did backslide a couple of times when I wrote code for the Trident missile and the F-18 night attack fighter. But mostly, I've been actively struggling against the violence and corruption in our society. I haven't made it to highly spiritual, but I have been working on it. If you want long-term peace and prosperity for yourself, your children, and your grandchildren, push that red button. Freedom works. Always and everywhere, slavery sucks.